Welcome to Golden Girl Talk.
Yo, what's up? How are you guys doing? This is Goldie, aka Thing 2, aka Queen 2, and thank you so much for tuning back into Golden Girl Talk, okay? Period. Today is a very special day. It's very different because I am missing my mirror, my sister friend, my business partner, my other half, Goldie One. I'm like missing her in the intro. I was almost about to like really freak that up because I'm like, I'm used to being second, honestly. But anywho, I miss her, and I'm hoping that all you guys can send her some spiritual love. Definitely hope that she makes it back safe. We are back to business. We're going to get things rolling. I had to give her a day off. You gotta show appreciation. You got to let her relax and you got to let her enjoy. You know what I'm saying? First things first, I mean, because I know I have my avid party with me today, we're just going to go really quick. We want to make sure that you are still inspiring or aspire to inspire. You can be inspired by someone transparently, or you can be inspiring others transparently, however you choose to do it. Second, we're going to make sure those positive vibes are the only thing that we accept, matter of fact, that we dish out and that we allow. Positive vibes only. And last, we got to let that melanin drip drop. Drop top, cooking up. Nah, I'm going to stop. But anywho, really, 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 thank you guys so much for tuning in. I really just wanted to take today. It's going to be really short, really brief, really light. I just really wanted to wish Goldie a happy birthday. Let you guys know this has really been a very fun venture with so much more in store. I'm dedicating really this episode to her. So I just want to let you know, because now you're a listener, it's going to be different for you today, that I definitely appreciate you. I appreciate your humbleness. I appreciate how hard you go. I appreciate your understanding. I tell you this all the time, but sometimes I just think you got to talk it into the atmosphere. It's good for others to know, you know, and you're an awesome person. You really are. I wish you the best, whatever your heart desires. Your boutique, I know that's going to pick up and it's going to do some wonderful things. So I just definitely wanted to send some positive tone your way today. That's another thing we're going to be talking about today, is discussing positivity. It's very vital and it's very important, and it's just not enough of it. It's not enough going on. But anywho, official and formal, happy birthday to my sister friend. Happy birthday to my sister friend. And I actually have a few friends who would like to say happy birthday to you as well.
Go there. You know what it is. I just want to say happy birthday, girl. Love you. Even though today's my birthday. Love you.
Yo. Happy birthday to Goldie number one. This your boy Mike. Goldie number two husband. Sending this out. Positive vibes. Enjoy your birthday, sweetie.
Happy birthday, Goldie. I hope you had an amazing birthday weekend, girl.
Happy birthday, Goldie.
Happy birthday to you, girl.
Hey, my name's Ashley Jordan. I'm Ava's mom. I just want to wish Goldie One an amazing birthday, and I hope your day is filled with nothing but positivity, boo. Turn up.
Happy birthday to Queen One. Thing One, Goldie, two I's, one E. Happy birthday to one of my dopest friends ever. It's so crazy how we both from Cali and we met each other off of Snapchat. And you have been one of the people who have been rocking with me for a very long time. And I just wanted to say happy birthday. And I know you hate when I sing, but I feel like it's time for me to sing for you. Me. Happy birthday to you, Happy birthday, Goldie. Love you.
Goldie, one thing, one queen, one. My mirror, my sister friend, my biddy, my bitch, my homie, my business associate, my business partner. The list goes on and on. I love you. I hope that your weekend is phenomenal. We're dedicating this one to you. Te amo mucho. Feliz cumpleaños. Adios. Well, that last one, you know, that was me again. You know, I just like to love, you know, love hard and send positive waves. So I thought I'd just, you know, do a recording and, you know, say it again myself. I know. Yeah, but anyway. But honestly, yeah, we just definitely wanted to send you a message. I had some others who couldn't make the cut. We had to keep it moving, you know. So definitely we just wanted to give you a shout out, wanted to tell you much love, much celebration, and we appreciate you, okay? And definitely I'm just correlating into that. I just wanted to touch on positivity and let you guys know that it's really, you know, it's not that hard to love and it's not that hard to be nice, and it's really vital during these times. It's so much negativity out here. The vibrations are extremely low. You know, whether you're really aware and you found yourself yet or not, it's time to start looking. You know, whether you didn't understand what that meant, you know, because I know some people just kind of turn the cheek. You need to start to figure it out, sweetie, because it's a lot going on, and it's not going on for. It's not going on just to go on. It's not going to go on and everything is just going to remain the same. Things are going to change, and they're going to change drastically. And it may be sooner than we expect. They're slowly, and I don't even think it's slowly. I just think it's progressively changing, because things used to happen, this big event, you know, then a couple months go by, then this big event. But now it's just like boom, 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 boom. And then certain things don't even get reported. You know what I'm saying? So just please be positive. Please love your sister. Please love your brother. Please love your enemy. I mean, just love. Love them. You shouldn't even have no enemies at this point. There should only be one enemy. And that's those who hate you. That's it. That's it. And I probably should have said that different. Those who hate you. I don't even like the word hate for one thing, because I really feel like hate just has to do with racial, because I think hate is so strong. I have to tie it to racism. And that's really who I was talking about. You know what I'm saying? I have a different type of love for those who don't admire my beauty, my color, and my melanin. I have a different level of respect for them. I usually don't even acknowledge them. I'm just ready for them whenever they come. But, That's the only people you should, that's the only thing that you should have an issue with, is someone who is trying to take your life, not someone hating on you, not someone who look better than you, not someone who butt fake, not someone who wear long hair, none of that crazy, stupid middle school. We way past that. We in a whole different era, baby girl. Sooner or later, bitches is about to be robots out here. I'm just saying, but I need, because I truly feel I'm about women's empowerment, because women create the kings. They bring the men into this world. So we need strong women to continue to create the kings that are going to be brought into this world, for things to ration out, for them to even out. You know, so whether it be sexually, or whether there be relation, you know, by child, a woman has an involvement with the development of a man. And it's crucial that the woman have it together, because if she doesn't have it together, she may not ever get what she wants. Or if she has what she wants, she may not know how to treat it. She may not know how to progress with what she wants. So find yourself, ladies. Men, find yourself too. Definitely. I'm not saying that. And you guys are just as equal. You know, I respect you guys. You guys are the kings of the kingdom. You know what I'm saying? But I just, women, get it together. Partner with your man. Partner with your brother. Partner with the male. And we can shut shit down. Okay?
The next thing I wanted to say is on Instagram, there's a platform and her name is She Hustles. And I just had to talk about her because I have never seen an act or the energy of positivity on the internet in this magnitude in such a long time, you know, or really almost ever. You know what I'm saying? A lot of change you see when there's thousands of comments on a chain post. There's negativity, misguidance, shade. You know, it's something that always throws off what the intent of the content is for. You know what I'm saying? It was none of that. Statistically, I'm into algorithm. I'm into the business behind the scenes, the ratios, and just looking, you know, it just was awesome. It was beautiful. The post was basically about promotion for female business owners or female entrepreneurs, where you acknowledge who you are, you acknowledge your business handle, and then you explain what your business is about. And then it's pretty much networking. Okay. So you left this in your comments, and then from there it just goes chain and chain and chain. And now there's thousands of people who see the different type of businesses out here. If your page is public, they're able to view your product and knowing maybe the person behind it, because now there's text to also go with your visual. And I mean, it just created just a phenom. I mean, I've never seen channeling, networking, and positivity like that. And I'm just saying that even for the men to check it out, because business is business, you know what I'm saying? At She Hustles on Instagram, it's crazy. It was just like a networking workshop. Okay, now you gotta respect her page because her page is her page. But on the particular post, you're looking for promote your business. Anything that says promote your business is like an online virtual workshop. If you have any type of advertisement skills, any type of marketing skills, any type of business skills, you are going to want to go on that page because you can definitely network. You can obtain organic followers. You can obtain people who have a like mindset. It is a lot of opportunity, a lot of business. And I really hope that the women who linked, who spoke with each other, I really wish them positivity within their business endeavors. I just definitely had to shine. I was going to make sure that I address that because words can't describe how blessed that post was. Okay. So I definitely just had to go there. And then also, I just want to let everybody know, keep your head up. Times is hard for everyone. Believe in yourself. That's the only way that you can create change. I waited until I was 29 years old before I started to go after my passion. And I'm happy because I've made a lot of things happen, you know, within these last few months, a lot. But I mean, if I would have started and had the confidence or the focus to focus on myself, what I wanted to hear myself, to understand my worth, to know what I need to do, what I'm here to do. If I would have been on this years ago, the platform, I mean, it would be crazy for what I have to offer people, for my family. So I just really encourage people to believe in yourself. Whether other people do or not, your energy will start to prevail when you put yourself, when you put your all into something, into a project, then the best of you is bound to come out. It's bound to come out. There's a piece of something that's meant there for you, and please make sure you grab it. Don't live in the shadows. I love you guys. Stay tuned. Come back with us. Next Sunday, same time, same place. We love you. I'm out.